Today is the first Sunday in the season of Advent. Advent is the 4 weeks preceding Christmas. And Advent is an odd season. It's a season of anticipating and leaning forward, but it's also a reluctant season. It's looking forward to Christmas, but it doesn't want to get there too fast. If Advent were a person, I think Advent would be an introvert, someone who's sort of shy, reflective, someone who dreams about the future. O come, Emmanuel. But don't come too fast. Come, thou long-expected Jesus, but take your time. We need to think about it first. Season of Advent wants to put the brakes on the Christmas rush and slow it down. Open one door on the Advent calendar each day. No more. Christmas will be here soon enough, and Advent says, slow down. Let it come when it comes. My wife Katie does one thing each day of Advent. One day she'll put the little trees up on the mantle. Next day she'll get out the music CDs for the Christmas music. Next day she'll put the creche up. Just one thing each day. Advent has this thing about the passage of time. In the epistle today, Paul says, you know what time it is. It's time to wake up. Get out of bed, go into the kitchen, pour yourself a cup of coffee, let yourself wake up in the morning. That's Advent. The night is far gone, Paul says, the day is near. But there's still time. Time to get mentally prepared for the day that's coming. No need to rush into it. That's what Advent is about. When we were kids, we thought my dad was the slowest person on the planet. Christmas morning, we'd say, Dad, it's time to open the presents. He'd say, now just a minute, I have to get my breakfast first. Four pairs of eyes watched him eat his bowl of cereal as slow as a human could eat. Dad, now it's time to open the presents, isn't it? I have to have my coffee first. How many child years does it take for a man to pour a cup of coffee and drink it down? And finally, he would make his way to the Christmas tree, and he would sit there, and he would hand out one gift at a time, from the youngest to the oldest. And you got your gift, and you could open it, and you could savor it, and you could thank whoever gave it to you, or you could make sure that it was written down on the clipboard so the aunt and uncle could be given a thank you note for it. My father knew how to create a setting for gift giving. That's kind of what Advent does. In the wisdom of the church, nothing happens without preparation. Lent comes before Easter. Advent comes before Christmas. Christ is coming, but not too fast. We're not quite ready yet. In the gospel lesson, Jesus tells the disciples to be ready for the coming of the Son of Man. He often referred to himself as the Son of Man. It was a title that came out of the prophet Daniel. So what he's doing is he's telling them to be ready when he comes again in the future, after his death and resurrection. And when Matthew wrote this gospel, it was at least 20 or 30 years after the death and resurrection of Jesus. And the early church believed that Jesus was going to come soon. But he hadn't come yet. And so people were wondering, when is Christ going to return and make all things right? So Matthew reminds them in this story, reminds them of the words of Jesus. Jesus says, be ready for the coming of the Son of Man. You never know when it will come, so just be ready. Don't be like the people in the time of Noah, who are eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage, and had completely forgotten about God when the flood came and swept them all away. Jesus says, be ready. You never know when the time will come. Two men in the field, one will be taken and one will be left. Two women grinding meal, one will be taken, one will be left. You never know, so be ready. Jesus says, don't be like the owner of the house who fell asleep and let the house be broken into. Stay awake. You know, it's been 2,000 years since Jesus' time, and he still hasn't come. I don't know when that's going to happen, when Jesus is going to come. But it seems to me that it's not just off in the future. It seems to me that Christ is continually coming. Christ comes to us all the time. Christ comes to each of us in our own way, if we're ready. We say that Christ comes at Christmas, and he does. Christ comes into our heart. And I think Christ comes to us at all times of the year. Christ might come in the form of another person who shows you the love of God. Or Christ might come in a moment when you're able to show the love of God to another person. Christ might come in a blaze of glory. Or Christ might come when you have your hands in the dishwater. You never know. Christ might come in a poem, or in a piece of music, or in a video that you're streaming. You don't know. Christ might come in bread and wine. You never know. So this Advent, I would say, let this Advent be an odd season for you. Lean forward to Christmas, but don't lean too far. Light a candle in the evening and look at the flame. Read a poem or a piece of scripture and let it linger in your mind. Meditate on the goodness of a friend or a spouse. Go over the words of a Christmas carol in your mind. Imagine being wrapped in the arms of God's love for a good long time. Think about a gift and its recipient before you put it in the mail. Pause for a moment when you sign your name to that check for a good cause. Meditate on Christ coming into your heart before you come to communion. Those are some things that we can do for Advent to be ready for the coming of Christ. The night is far gone. The day is near. Let us cast away the works of darkness and put on the armor of light, that when Christ shall come again, we to judge the living and the dead, we may rise to the life immortal. Amen.